7, the 2016 World Series hero, Rajay Davis, just moments ago, talking about that moment last night, those home runs, and whether that can be something to build on for the Guardians. And I think you're going to be able to tell pretty early on today. I think there are going to be signs on both sides, you know, who maybe might come out of yesterday struggling a little bit and who might actually have a little bit more heat today because of that.
I'm interested to see what the lineup looks like today, you know, to see if David Fry is in there full time tonight in the starting lineup or if he's on the bench again to start the game. I think that'll be a tail sign. I also look at, you know, with Gavin Williams pitching tonight, he struggled at home all season long. The emotions of a playoff game. He's never pitched in playoff baseball before in the big leagues. To have that opportunity to be the game four starter and to be at home in front of this crowd, hopefully it's electric like it was last night.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I kind of hate this Yankees team now.
Okay.
One, Aaron Boone. And listen, we saw a snippet of it. But on David Fry's home run, whether he's throwing the gum at David Fry or whether he's just throwing it in disgust, I was embarrassed for Aaron Boone last night. Like, what an ass clown move out of you. And he's got all his little ticks and his little things that go on there. I already have a dislike of the Yankees in general. Like I said, I respect their fans because I love passionate fans. We should try and respect that as much as we can. But Aaron Boone last night with those antics after David Fry's home run, and not just that, Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. Like, I get that those were big home runs. Pimping those home runs in that way, I don't normally have a problem with pimping those home runs. But, like, all right, you haven't won a damn thing. This season isn't about, for them, it's not about winning Game 3 of the ALCS. It's about winning the World Series. I kind of found myself, like, when David Fry and John Kensie Noel extra pimped their home runs, they were all of us, and I kind of love the Yankee tears right now.
No, the best part about that was when Noel hit that home run, and the bat flip, that was absolutely epic because it was, I just crushed and murdered a baseball that was thrown by your best closer, right? I mean, he has been one of the best closers in the postseason so far. And when you look at what he did, he flipped it and he just nonchalant, just ran around the bases like nothing just happened. And the crowd was going nuts.
I got to say, I wanted to beat the Yankees anyways. I always want to beat the Yankees. After last night, I kind of need to beat the Yankees.
Well, I think everybody wants to beat the Yankees all the time, but I would agree. Like, I didn't grow up a Yankees fan. I'm still not a Yankees fan. I never got to play against them. You know, I did in spring training, but I never got to really face that team when it meant something. And that, looking at it now as a former player and now as a fan, I would love to see the Guardians take tonight, take tomorrow, and then go to New York and thump them on their home turf.
I just think what's really interesting about this is the Yankees, and I made this point earlier, the Yankees have been, you know, like when they're king, you know what, they play with a lot of confidence and they play, but whether it's a lack of adjustments, which can sometimes be an organizational thing, or whether it's like just a mentality, I'll be honest with you, I think a big problem with them is I think they're babies. And I think you and I talked about this previously. Yeah. I don't like the arguing over every call. I know that that's in the NBA. That's every single play,
yes,
every foul.
It is.
And by the way, it annoys me in basketball too, but now that's become synonymous with culture in the NBA is complaining to the referees. In baseball, especially if you're the Yankees, you look like petulant children. And I am so sick of these jackwads. They're having three Hall of Fame hitters, Soto, Stanton, and Judge, guys that are clearly the top of the crop, and they get obvious strikes and arguing about it every single time. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's why they haven't won diddly squat in 15 years, because I think that kind of stuff is that entitlement is pervasive, like you're supposed to win, and I think it's why they haven't won. I think it's a mentality.
Well,
you focus on the wrong things.
They do. It is a big-time mentality, and I would probably equate this on the football side to the Patriots for so long. You know, the Patriots felt that they were God's gift of playing football and winning nonstop with Tom Brady there. You go back to the Yankees now, they feel entitled to win every game. Oh, we're the New York Yankees. We should just throw our gloves out there and we're going to win. And when they complain about every little call, like you're talking about right now, I watched it again last night. It's ridiculous how much they look at it, and it's a true strike. It's a fastball in the inner half, and it's a strike. And Gleyber Torres is looking back and like, what the heck? I just struck out? Like, why? Like, dude, go back to the dugout. Put your helmet down and sit down. Just shut your ass up.
So it seems like entitlement. But what I think it is it's that idea of trying to gain favor with umps over time. And again, I think the problem with that mentality is it teaches guys to focus on things they can't control. Like, okay, you might get an extra strike down the line. You're not winning games because you argued every single thing. And I'll be honest with you, I think unlike NBA referees, I think if you work NBA referees, I do think there's a causality there because of the relationship with players. I think umpires are more likely to jam you up as well.
Well, let me ask you this then. In game two, Gerrit Cole's pitching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Rocchio is very hot at that moment.
Yep.
It's a 3-2 count, breaking ball on the backside. He got the benefit of the doubt on that call. Like, I'm looking at that right now, and that was a game changer at that moment. That Gerrit Cole, because he complains a lot, and he'll take it. Aaron Boone complains a lot, right?
Yep.
Stall tactics all the time. Constantly barking in the umpire's ear. Nonstop. That was a benefit call right there that kind of changed the outcome at that moment. Now, granted, the game ended up 6-3, but at that moment, that was a game changer.
I just find it hard to believe, in baseball specifically, with how the game goes, it's such a mentally taxing game as it is. I mean, the best part of playoff baseball is at any point the game can change. 7 times over in a game, or you can have one opportunity, you never know when it's going to come, right. How it's going to come, whatever. And so to have you focus, I'll be honest with you, getting calls or trying to swing one call is not the difference between winning and losing. And I do think there's something pervasive about constantly chirping that I think is good for baseball culture. On top of, you're the Yankees. So, like, it's a bad look because you're the Yankees and you're going to get every call anyways. At least that's the way fans
Everybody,
outside it.
Right.
But, like, Aaron Boone, I think you're hurting your team. I think the two biggest problems, as far as I can tell with Aaron Boone, is one, he didn't shut the hell up and just like focus on the controllables of the game. He tries to touch other things around the game that I think have nothing to do with, like, you're not going to swing a game with balls and strikes. And then two, it's just adjustments. Oh, nope, we're going to win our way. Okay, the problem is, in the playoffs, you're completely beholden to the matchup that you have. So to win your way, yeah, there are days you got to win your way. There are other days you just got to find a way to win.
Well, and that's what the Guards do a really good job of. Right on the flip side of that, the Guardians have done a nice job all season long of finding multiple ways to win, whether it's playing better defense, whether it's running the bases the right way, whether it's getting that timely hit. I mean, we saw that last night. Timely hits came up last night for the Guards. That's why they won the game.
216-474-0092. Do you take umbrage? If you guys have seen the David Fry home run, do you think he was throwing it at David Fry? I'll be honest with you. I don't even care about the intent, whether it was throwing it in disgust or throwing it at David Fry. It's a piece of gum. It's not going to kill David Fry. I just think it's more evidence that Aaron Boone is a bit of an a-hole. And again, I'm sorry because you played with him, so you know him.
I did.
But I got to tell you, I'm losing a little respect for a guy who the cards are stacked in his favor as Yankees manager. And I'm starting to see why the Yankees haven't won diddly squat with him and why every year they're the bridesmaid, not the bride.
Well, I think when you go back to it, right, as a player, a lot of people didn't like him as a player, you know. And granted, he has some big-time aura behind him because of the home run that he hit against the Boston Red Sox. Like, that's what a lot of people remember Aaron Boone as. As a manager now, I mean, it's constant, right? It is constantly like the crybaby of baseball coming out. And, you know, Tom Hanks said it best. There is no crying in baseball. Well, it's the flip side of it right now because he is. He's constantly going out there. And we saw it again last night. He comes out there. It's straight stall tactic. He goes out, starts talking to the umpire about whatever. There was nothing really going on at that point. And then because Gleyber Torres and because Aaron Judge and Stanton are all complaining and Juan Soto are all complaining about the strike zone, he comes out again and talks to the home plate umpire. Sit down. Just do your job. Be a manager. And maybe you know, people will come back at me and say, well, he is being a manager. He's protecting his players. Not protecting his players on balls and strikes. Like, it's either a ball or a strike. It's up to the umpire unless we go to some robotic system.
which is probably going to happen pretty quickly and probably not a moment too soon given how god-awful these umpires are.
It's been bad.
And that's the thing. Like, the best thing I can say about the umpiring in this series is it's been equally awful.
Yes.
Like, in fairness, like when Matthew Boyd, Gleyber Torres, I think if the count was 2-2, game three, he threw a little curveball on the outside. It was absolutely a strike. And if Aaron Boone's your manager, I question if you're taught to complain in that moment, how does it not take you out of that moment and just move on to the next pitch?
True.
If you're always talking and thinking about the last pitch, how does it not impact you in the next one? And that's, I think, the thing that is short-sighted with that. And again, like, Boone has won a lot of regular season games. He's actually won a surprising amount. Well, it's not surprising. It's the New York Yankees. But, you know, it was funny, like, I think it was Jim Bowden. I can't remember who it was. One of the big wigs, you know, the big kind of analyst in baseball was pointing out about, well, you know, yeah, the Manager of the Year award goes to the manager that upsets the apple cart in terms of expectations every year, and that's why Aaron Boone will never win it. I don't think Aaron Boone's going to get the respect as a manager unless he wins a World Series here. Or goes somewhere else to a smaller market and, you know, wins that way. But the truth is, you don't get credit for just being in the ALCS if you're Aaron Boone. That's the expectation. When you've got a $300 million payroll, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Giancarlo Stanton.
Well, and I think, like you just mentioned right there, right, the payroll side of it, Aaron Boone has the luxury of putting together or filling out the lineup card that is going to be consistent. Unfortunately, Stephen Wolf doesn't have that, right? He has a bunch of players right now that are doing what they are capable of doing with the payroll they have, and they're going out there and I wouldn't say they're over, you know, exceeding expectations. They're Major League Baseball players. We have guys on the team that are all-stars. We have a back-end portion of the bullpen that was the best in baseball this year. That has nothing to do with payroll. That has to do with guys going out and competing and doing their job. That's the best part and luxury, I guess, when you look at the baseball side of it, is that you can have a payroll be a lot, you can have a payroll be a little bit, but when it comes to playoff baseball, if you can't make the adjustments, you're not going to win the big game.
216-474-0092. Anthony in Cleveland Heights joining us now. Hey, Anthony, welcome to the show, buddy. Go Guards.
Hey, go Guardians. I just want to let you know there is that umpire scorecard. I don't know if you've ever seen that on Twitter or X, as it's known now.
Mm-hmm.
They put out the scorecards. Yesterday there was a slight advantage to New York. So, yes, the Yankees complain a lot about this, something that they shouldn't be complaining about. In fact, the worst call of the night was the top of the first strike ball that Boyd threw to Torres.
Yep.
So that was the most impactful call of the evening, according to the data. So they should stop whining and moaning and get to playing baseball there.
Anthony, we appreciate it. What'd you say?
One other thing.
Okay.
One other thing. I just want to throw it out there. I know it's, you know, we might as well talk. We're all in a good mood at this point. Monday, when Cotillo came in, game one it was, Rizzo was up. He's, you know, and his worst slug, first of all, there was two outs and a man on, and we were down 1-0. And Rizzo's advanced data has him struggling against by curveballs from lefties. And Cantillo has good data on that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, I'm just defending Vogt at this point, that he had a rationale for making that decision, even though it didn't work out.
Anthony, I appreciate your allegiance to Stephen Vogt, and I'm a big Stephen Vogt fan myself. So even if I have criticism, I still got love for Stephen Vogt.
I'm just saying there's a plausible explanation, even though it failed miserably.
All right, Anthony, we appreciate you. He was a rookie. He had only done one previous. I can't get behind it.
Nope.
I don't care about the plausibility
either.
Of it.
I mean, I would love to be that rookie in that position, but I'm looking at it that it was a very scary situation, unfortunately.
All right, we got a lot to get to with this, but Myles Garrett's words about his future in Cleveland next on 92.3 The Fan.